I forgot to put the mic in front of my face, and I was like, can you hear me?
I still heard you because you were screaming. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good or bad?
Good. So good.
Okay. Cool. Hey, everyone. It's Friday, 6:01 p.m. Time for Shut Up, Weirdo, the summer series.
Ooh, I didn't know you gave it a name.
Yeah, I just gave it a name.
I didn't know that.
Fun in the sun.
I like it. It works.
Summer series. It's a whole new ball game out here, kids.
Whoa, baby.
Cool.
Why don't you introduce us in the comments and stuff like that?
Oh, my name is Franny.
Tell them my name.
Her name is Crazy.
I thought we weren't going to do that today.
Sorry. Her name is Michelle with one L. And you can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist. And is it playlist and comments link, I think?
Correct.
Also, if you're on the comments board and at any time during the show, my mic starts to cut out, you need to let us know. Thank you very much for your help. Good. We will give you producer credits.
Good call. Assistant producer.
Thank you.
Assistant producer. Assistant junior producer.
AP. Assistant to the assistant of the junior producer.
Yeah, that's so mean.
Well, technically, they're not really doing anything, really, but, like, typing some words. Okay, cool. Any announcements?
I don't know. I didn't sleep enough to have any good thoughts.
Well, that's going to be a fun show.
What announcements do you have?
None.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you do the announcement of the topic?
Okay.
Why don't you take a lot of the control today?
Our topic is tell a horror story in 4 words. Call us at 201-209-9368. We are not accepting any answers related to our current president. So don't bother with that nonsense.
So boring.
It's not that we don't agree. It's just that it's a tired joke. Mine is the best one.
Well, that's a little presumptuous, but okay.
Well, what was yours?
The TV is broken.
No, you had another one, though.
If you can remember it, you say it.
It was, I will die alone. Mine is, period, but no tampon. There's a comma in there.
Ooh, fancy.
I know, mine's funny.
Yours is fancy with that comma.
Let's see what everyone else comes up with. You can call us at 201-209-9368. Again, the only rule is nothing about Trump. Why are you laughing? Oh.
Because of what Streetwave said on the comments board that we can't say on the air. But let's.
It says, I my pants. Which is pretty good, actually.
Have you ever done that?
I don't think I have.
I don't know. I've peed them, but.
Are you allowed to say that?
I don't know. 201-209-9368. We have
a
call.
Do we have any calls?
Yeah, we have a call. You want me to answer it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going the way it is right now. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Please turn yours down.
201-209-9368. We want to hear a horror story in 4 words.
I'm drinking a delicious cocktail.
So jealous.
It has vodka and soda and ice and cucumber and lime.
Well, I wish I had one of those.
Here's another. Nobody's calling.
Here's a call. Ready?
Oh, okay.
And let me know if you can hear them because I'm not sure if you'll be able to.
Okay. Putting some of the blame Hi, you're on the radio. It's the same person. Oh, he's calling in and breathing heavily.
Here's another one.
Hi, you're on the radio. Is it the same guy and he just has like 18 cell phones?
Hi, you're on the radio. Maybe I did something wrong.
No, because then we wouldn't have been able to hear the first guy with the breathing.
I'll hang up.
Hi, you're on it's the same guy. Hi, you're on the radio?
Something's wrong.
But Hello? Why would we be able to hear the one guy?
Do you hear him?
Hello?
No. Oh, I hear
Just
him!
Shut up, weirdo.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I can hear you.
The
Great.
Cool. breathing call is coming
one.
From
I lost
inside
my keys.
The studio.
Okay.
I can't hear Frangry at all.
Can you hear her now?
No. I can hear Michelle.
Can you hear her now?
Frangry has to be Mike and Mono.
All right. I don't know who I'm hearing.
Can you hear her now?
This is a show business. Come on. What's going on here? Where's Frangry?
Can you hear her or not?
No,
can you hear me
hear
now?
I can just hear Michelle.
Is he our assistant junior producer?
He's fired.
I want some credit. What's going on here?
You really can't hear Franny.
I can just hear Michelle. I can't hear Frangry. I refuse to call Franny. She's a Frangry.
Maybe he's messing with us.
No, I'm not messing. All right, wait. Frangry, you talk.
That was Frangry talking, so you do hear her.
Okay, good. I don't know. I'm confused. You sound the same. I don't know what's going on.
No, we
don't. This whole time you thought it was Michelle?
I don't know. Who cares?
No, he's...
Hey, I got
so you,
one.
How you about little I lost liar. My you're fucking...
Oh, yeah, Khalid,
don't
I
say
have.
That.
Just tell us your horror story.
I did. I lost my keys.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I thought you were messing with us and your horror story was, I can't hear Frangry.
Oh, well, that one too. And I should get my credit back. Yeah, I meant
that.
That
would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right, see you.
Thank
bye.
You, sir. Have a good one.
Yep, bye.
He just thought we were the same person.
No, he was messing with us a little bit, no?
I don't know.
Someone on the comments board, wait, where is it? JMG has truly maybe the worst horror story of all time. My eyes don't work. What? You don't think going blind is like the worst thing?
I can think of worse.
Like?
I might.
They have to be four words.
I might be ugly.
Oh my God. That is dark.
That's one of those things I'm trying not to say anymore. We have a call.
Hi, you're on the radio. You say something.
Hello, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Oh my God.
Hi.
All right, I got one.
What are you doing, Michelle?
I thought he said a bad word.
He said bat in my apartment.
Bat in my apartment.
Oh.
Is there really a bat in your apartment?
Not anymore.
There was?
There was. It was horrifying.
What'd you do?
I thought that I was seeing things at first. And I approached it with a box after I found out that it really was a bat and my eyes were not deceiving me. And I had to brush it into a box with a notebook, and it was horrifying because I was really afraid of getting bit. But the scariest part was I was watching some television show about the pandemic while it was happening, and they were talking about how it came from a bat, and then lo and behold, there's a bat in my apartment at that very exact moment.
Wait, so are you sure it was real and you weren't just having an anxiety attack?
It was super real. But the worst part is, after I got it in the box, I was running it outside. I live on, like, the third floor, so I was going down the stairs. And as I was going down the stairs, there was another bat that swooped right by my head, and I just dropped the box that the other one was
bluff
in, and
ball.
I ran back.
Bluff
ball. I was
ball.
Freaking out.
Michelle thinks you're lying.
I wish I were lying.
Where do you live where it's infested with bats?
Port Jervis, New York.
Never going there.
Yeah. Bad town for bats.
All right. Well,
all
thank
right,
you
buddy.
For calling.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a good one.
You
have
too.
A good one. All right. I have one on the list from the comments board. Scott says, sorry, killed your dog. That's pretty awful. You're on the list, Scott. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt for being morbid.
That's the worst one yet.
Why?
Because what if someone killed Pony?
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's a horror story.
Yeah, and that's, I'm saying, oh, the horror.
I wish people could have seen your face.
All right, you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like it when they tell the stories. I just like it when they tell the title.
We have to talk to the listeners.
Okay.
You don't have to point. I can tell. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I have two possible ideas. Okay, the first one is the year was 2020.
A little obvious,
good one.
But good.
Yeah. And the second one is, yes, you are pregnant.
Ah! Terrifying.
What's your name?
Annie.
Annie, you've called before. We like you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Have a good one.
Cool. You too.
Have a good one. There's another one I like on the comments board.
Let's not pay too much attention to the comments board.
That's not nice. They're listeners too.
I know.
Why?
Because we if you're looking at the computer the whole time, we can't engage properly.
We're engaging. I can see both. They're both of my screens are next to each other.
We're engaged.
I can see you. You're beautiful.
We're engaged. You got that black
diamond?
Yeah,
we're engaged.
All right, let's take
a
call.
Wait, I got to tell you what the other one I like is. It's The Beatles, any album. Because, you know, I hate The Beatles.
I do know you hate The Beatles.
Okay.
Sup,
you're on the radio. God, is there a way to block this loser?
I don't think so.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
You're going to think I'm ripping off the last caller, but I'm not, because I came up with this before she said that. Mine is, you're pregnant with snakes.
That's really weird.
That's really weird.
Thank you.
Why would you be pregnant with snakes?
You can. It's a horror story.
But, like, why did you choose snakes?
Because wouldn't that be a horrible thing to give birth to?
I could think of worse.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, for sure. A snake is tiny. It's just long. It's not going to hurt that much. Like, a porcupine, that would hurt more.
Or more disgusting things, like
all right.
200 broken, bleeding teeth or something.
Okay.
What, Michelle? Hey, Michelle, look at me. All right, thanks, Mr. Snake Man.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Oh, God.
That's so weird.
Let's just keep moving forward like that. All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, are you crazy, Frank Gray? Being pregnant with snakes would suck.
Why?
Snakes in your stomach and coming out, I don't know.
It's kind of like what went in.
It's like
what?
Not bad.
It's like what went in there in the first place.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
Maybe a big worm.
What do you have to say to that?
I have a four-word horror story.
Okay, go.
Hill rolling cream cheese pocket.
That's five.
Sorry. Cream cheese is hyphenated.
No, it's not.
Mine was. It was all over my pocket. It was at summer camp, and I put a little packet of cream cheese in my pocket, and then I was, like, rolling down the hill.
I love that story.
What were you going to do with the cream cheese? Just, like, a little snack for later?
Yeah, I think I took, like, some bagels and some cream cheese packets.
I love that story that you hid cream cheese packets in your pants.
Totally.
What's your name?
Sam.
Sam.
With one M.
I like it. All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, you're on the radio.
I have a toothache.
Okay, good one. Good one, thanks.
Okie doke.
It wasn't good.
I know, that's why I said bye, thanks. You ready?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, I'm on the radio?
You are.
Yeah, what's your horror story?
Dog ate my food.
I love that.
Thank you.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Keegan.
I love that so much.
Thank you.
That's my
favorite. All right, Ian, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yours is my favorite so far.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. I think that was a kid.
Good one. Who are you talking to?
Everyone on the comments board is saying I'm depressed and that's bothering me, so I'm just writing that I'm just tired. What?
Okay. Yeah, tell them. Tell them what's up. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is tell a horror story in 4 words.
Ready?
Yes. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
So you need 4 words?
Yeah.
All night acid trip.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I would die.
It usually lasts a long time.
Well, unfortunately,
yeah, like
it wasn't for
too
me.
Long.
It was for someone who I was with at the time.
That sounds terrible.
Well, let's just say that I didn't leave her side because she was not having a good night.
So you had to take care of her all freaking night?
That's nice of him.
And I took care of her. So, and
yeah, we know.
For someone who wasn't, who wanted to experiment, and I said, well, you should just take like a little bit. And she said, I want to take more. And I'm like, so anyway, it was an interesting night. That's all I can say.
All right.
Well, I'm sure she learned her lesson.
Let me just one final.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, see ya. My God.
Goodness gracious.
Someone said browsing history got public. Oh,
who said that?
My God. Hold on. Misaluki.
Misa like you.
Oh.
Is on the list. That's a good one. I'm putting a star next to
that. That makes me so I can't even. That's the worst one. I'm like literally getting my hairs are standing up on my arms.
Okay, I put stars next to that one.
Okay, great. You ready?
Yeah. Hey, you're on the radio.
Too close, Mike.
Hey,
sorry.
Evening,
hey,
Craig,
you're on the radio.
Evening, Michelle, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Got a few, but the two I'm going to go with, your battery is low, and WFMU is off air.
The battery low one is, like, kind of sad that that's the horror story for you.
Like, what's Like,
oh, it's supposed to be a personal horror story?
The battery of what? Like your TV remote control, your vibrator, what?
Because some,
moment,
yes, thank
I mean,
you,
if
Michelle.
If you're waiting to climax and, yeah, it, your battery's out, you know, manual. Is your remote
that
control.
That is a frustrating
but,
experience.
You know, you're trapped in the chair and you can't leave. You can't change any channels. Your phone and you're getting ready to be murdered and you need to make a phone call.
Okay, have a good
your
one.
Your phone is low and it goes out.
That's not bad. Have a good one.
Cheers.
I have one.
Yes. I know
this
it. I know
slow
it.
Slow ass show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, my drink is empty.
Oh, good point. My drink is empty. He didn't come.
Maybe his battery died. is it too slow because we're like letting them talk too much and they should just do the four and we should be like, peace out, bye?
No.
Okay.
That's not why it's slow. It's slow because
we're
boring
off.
People are
we're
calling.
We're off the hook. Off the
boring
chain.
Boring people.
All right.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
The police would not stop. That's it.
That's five.
All Michelle's doing is just counting everyone's sentences. She's like not even really listening to stories.
I hate when people don't follow
I wish you guys
rules.
Could see her. She's just sitting here with her fingers up counting all the words.
I don't like it when people don't follow the rules.
Yeah, clearly.
Ready?
Yeah. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi.
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 My thing
What's
is...
your story?
Megalodon dinner invite accepted.
What is it?
Megalodon dinner invite accepted.
Megalodon?
It's a big What's type that? Of shark that's extinct.
Oh, it's a
or
big type of shark.
Oh.
You're smart. What's your name?
Lula.
Oh, it's Lula.
Your best friend.
I know. I miss you. Mm-hmm. We have to
I
play some practice. Last time she was here was Ken's birthday. Ken's birthday. We blew up a giant balloon. We put it in a bowl. We put frosting all over it. And told Ken to cut the cake, and it exploded all over him.
It worked?
Yeah.
I remember
kidding.
That.
It was her idea.
That's so good!
She's great at practical jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. I'm impressed. Yeah.
All right, Lula, I'm very happy you called, and I hope you're well.
Bye.
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 I love her. She also pranked Ken at the record fair once. And
Didn't she do something to a donut or something?
Oh, we made a sponge sandwich. That was something.
Oh, yeah. That one. That's what I'm thinking.
And then I'll tell one more story about her. And then she goes, and that's what you call a life hack, Michelle. When she showed me how to do something. It was really funny. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Hey, you're on the show.
Hey, how are you?
We're okay. We're kind of tired today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Oh, lucky.
I've got one from a male perspective.
Okay.
Is it in yet?
Goodbye. Hang up. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
We should have hung up the minute he said he had a male perspective.
That's what I almost did.
Of course we don't want to hear that.
Jesus. Ready?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Go mute. My turn?
Your turn.
It's not a nightmare.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Thanks. Dang it.
Huh. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, I've got a pretty good one, I think.
Okay.
Four words.
What is it?
Welcome to...
Excuse me, what?
Welcome to Dayton, Ohio.
My parents met in Dayton, Ohio.
You're kidding.
No.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, and I also love boys from Ohio.
What were they doing in Dayton, Ohio?
Going to college.
I didn't know that.
It's true.
Well, guess you're wrong, mister.
Yeah, mister.
I actually love Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, okay, good. Bye.
No.
What was that weird laugh he did? Hi, you're on the radio.
My toilet won't flush.
Cool.
Don't pick up another call.
Okay. Should I hang up on this guy?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I got one. Coronavirus in America. Is that three or four words?
It's four.
Yeah, that'll work. That's all right. Probably the realest one now.
This is so boring.
Okay, bye. You don't like the show?
No, I don't like the show.
Oh, I do.
We're going through the calls too fast.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, I'm still rusty.
I don't like not being in control of the phone.
I don't like you not being in control of the phone. So we're on the same page.
Because when I can control the phone, I can also control when there's a call. And then when there's no call, you're forced to talk to me.
There's always calls.
But when I don't have one on the air, you're forced to talk to me.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I didn't have a script. But what's funny about the show is when you and me laugh at people and we're just like flying through the calls and we're not laughing at people.
I gotcha.
So what I'm saying is we need to be more mean.
I'm not going to be more mean, but you can. You're the mean one.
I'm the nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm so jealous. That's your second cocktail.
Woo! This one is different.
Better?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Like more seltz.
Do you want to like point at me when... I don't know. I'm all about the signals, you know? All right. You ready?
Hi, you're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
That is not a horror story. That is an honor.
He hung up.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Food bed, Michelle with one L. It's so awesome to hear you back on the radio. I don't have any nightmare statements because it's just nice listening to you.
Thanks. I have a show on Tuesdays.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hi. Nice to see you, too. I'm here, too.
What up? Hey, how you doing?
We're both here.
I know.
Yeah. But you only said hi to Michelle. You didn't say hi to me.
I know, and you're the one who's been away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably got us confused.
I don't know when I am.
Okay, bye.
Kind of wanted to know his name. What do you think it was?
Something stupid.
Like Arnold?
Stupider.
Whoa. Like what?
I don't know. Cornelius.
It just got really dark in your apartment.
I know. Why is it so dark, Andy? You need to turn the light on.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay, got the signal.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is boring me. I need to change the topic. We're changing the topic.
It's not the topic.
Yes, it's the topic. We're changing the topic. The new topic is, what's the best jelly? What's the correct jelly in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? What's the right flavor?
Welch's grape jelly.
Absolutely not.
That's right. That's my man.
That's
you got
wrong.
It, buddy.
Okay. That's
right. Man.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a female.
That's
right,
my woman.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
If grape wins,
grape is gonna win.
This life means nothing. I've gotten it all wrong.
Yeah, you have, because grape is the only answer.
Absolutely not. Are you writing?
Mm-hmm. Let's keep going.
You're writing down how many votes?
Oh, I have a whole tally going. Look, I just started a little chart.
Okay, great. All right, you ready?
Grape.
Ha! Okay, grape.
Exactly.
You ready?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, raspberry jam. That's the best jelly.
That's what Matt Warwick said.
Completely
yeah,
freaking
raspberry
wrong,
jam and some
kind of
like almond butter or sunflower
regardless.
Seed butter. Tasty.
All right.
Wrong. Yeah. Goodbye. I hate raspberries.
I hate raspberries too. I don't like how those little seeds get stuck in your teeth. And they're kind of
like
hairy.
Every time I eat
they're hairy.
Yeah, they're hairy, but then also every time I eat a raspberry, like it's like I'm not sure if it was sweet or if it was sour. And also my mom loves them, so I hate them.
No, that makes sense.
I think so too.
I just want to say that the answer correctly is strawberry.
Wrong, but I'll log your vote.
Yeah, can you
thank
give
you
me
for
a,
playing?
Every vote counts.
Should I log the comments board votes?
No. 201, 20.
Why?
Because then, like, we won't be able to engage as much.
I can do everything. Don't worry about me.
Okay, the topic.
Say the phone number.
I just was. Until you interrupted me. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us the best jelly on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Ready?
Yes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
Why no.
were Michelle's parents in Ohio?
No.
I hung up.
Good, I wasn't playing that game.
Okay, good.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I think it's fig jam.
Oh, that sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's subtle.
What did he say?
Fig jam.
Yeah, no, that's wrong, but I'll log his vote.
I think that sounds really interesting.
No, and you know who's really crazy? Those complete QAnon lunatics who use, like, a jam like a nectarine or an orange or, like, some kind of citrus.
That's disgusting.
Like, bonkers. Something bad happened to them in their childhood.
Yeah, they might as well be wearing a shirt that said, I was molested.
Okay.
Let's take a call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Goji berry infused Riesling jelly.
Okay, goodbye, 1%.
He's artisanal.
That was the horror story.
Where did you get your bespoke jelly? Kingston, New York?
Okay, bye. This is fun. So far, I'm also tallying the comments board votes, or at least the ones I can see. And so far, grape and strawberry are in a tie with 5
yes.
points. Raspberry has 3 and fig has 1.
I like fig, but I'm not changing my vote.
Yeah, I really like figs too, but my vote is the correct vote. Grape.
Okay, grape is gross. Let me know when you're ready for a call.
I'm ready. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, the best jelly is strawberry.
Yeah.
Grape jelly is too gelatinous.
It's too sweet. What's your name?
Well, then maybe you've just had the wrong grape jelly.
It looks like hardened jello.
You clearly aren't, like, mixing it up.
I'm mixing it, and it's just not ready to mix.
He's right. He's 100% right.
You're just
There's
not
no
ready for that,
that
explosion of perfect flavors.
What's your name?
Troy.
What's the peanut butter to jelly ratio? More peanut butter or more jelly?
More peanut butter.
That's the correct answer.
It's not called a jelly and peanut butter sandwich. It's called a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, my God. You're a genius.
I know.
And it has to be crunchy peanut butter.
No.
I could go either way on the peanut butter, but Matt Warwick told us earlier that he does toasted bread, and that is absolutely incorrect.
I actually think that's correct.
Toasted
that's
bread
incorrect.
Works with peanut butter.
But then he puts it in the refrigerator and waits to eat it until lunch.
Oh, no.
But then it's just toasted and cold?
Yeah, that part I don't understand.
What the heck?
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, buddy.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Listen, I got to tell you, the grape and strawberry race is quite the heat.
Okay, so what happens if grape wins?
Then I'm perfect.
And what happens if strawberry wins?
Then our listeners are fools.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, not right now. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a taste sensation.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have two authorities on the topic. What's the best flavor jelly to go with the peanut butter sandwich?
Strawberry.
Yes, you're a little genius.
Just wait, that's number one. Number two, what is it?
Strawberry.
Yes, are those two different kids?
Wrong.
Those are two different kids, but the correct answer is honey and banana.
Goodbye.
Does honey and banana count?
Well, that would no longer make it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so no, that is not part of this scenario.
What's honey?
Honey is not a jelly.
But what is it? A spread?
What do you mean?
Is it a spread?
I don't know. I don't think it's a spread. I don't know.
Okay. I guess you're not a genius.
I just don't really like honey that much.
You don't?
Like, it's okay.
It's so sticky.
I like it in cocktails.
I like it with peanut butter. But not better than jelly. Not better than strawberry jelly. Should we continue this intellectually stimulating topic?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm having a great time.
I'm glad. I'm glad we're having fun.
Glad I fixed it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. This is the best jelly for my horror
God.
Story.
Yeah.
Now you got to imagine you made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and when you bite it, it's a jellyfish. Horror.
Mr. Know-It-All, you're so annoying.
Why do
you know why?
And why do you
It's because he thinks he's always right, but he's like 90% of the time wrong.
But why do you keep calling? Like, he keeps calling. Are you trying to, like...
Topic changed.
No, but, like, are you trying to... Like, you call every time we're on.
Well, of course. But you changed the topic, and my mind was still in horror stories. So I thought, what's a horror story jelly? Jellyfish. You bite into it, and yuck.
You're a teacher. You're a teacher, and your mind should work quicker.
Well...
You can pivot.
Because I could.
Yeah, why do you keep calling?
He's a masochist.
Okay, so, have a good one.
So nice to hear you.
You too. We're just messing with you.
That's funny. We're messing with you.
All righty.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Were we too mean?
I wasn't.
I mean, he's annoying.
He knows he's annoying.
I mean, yeah, he tries to be even more annoying because he knows that we're, like, making fun of him for being annoying.
Yeah, I bet he's not that annoying in real life. He's playing a part.
Is he? Guess we'll never know. Honestly, I hope I'd never know.
Actually, I met his friends once, and then...
You met him?
I met his friends at the station, and they were like, we're friends with Know-It-All. And then we were like, can we please... You know how I hate taking pictures with people? They were like, can we please take a picture just to send it to him so he knows that we're here?
Uh-huh.
And so we did.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it.
And? But did you ask them if he's really annoying?
No.
Well, what was the point of that story, Michelle?
That wasn't nice.
Like, just to tell us you took a picture with his friends? I thought you were at the end going to be like, and I asked them if he's really annoying or if he's faking it. And they said,
I don't remember the conversation that well. Okay.
Is there a call?
Maybe I'm boring now.
No, you're not boring.
Oh, okay. There's a million calls.
Okay. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi. Smooth peanut butter with the strawberry, but is it jam or jelly?
What's the difference? Can I ask?
Jam is better.
I think jam is still a J, so we can still have a PB&J.
Jelly is more gelatinous, and jam is more like a puree.
I think the jelly has the more pectin.
Yeah, yeah.
But the jam has the little soft chunks of the
strawberry. Yeah, jam.
Oh, well, it's jam. It's jam all the way.
Yeah.
And you can toast it, or you don't have to. If you're taking it for later, don't toast it. But if you're going to eat it right now,
can't.
You might as well toast it. Yeah.
No, you can't toast it. It has to be soft.
Don't toast it that hard.
No, sorry. Goodbye.
Bye.
What do you think?
Strawberry's winning.
Yes, by how much?
Strawberry has 11 and grape has 7.
Well, there's 20 minutes left, so grape could definitely come from behind. What? Why was that funny?
I don't know.
I have heartburn. I'm going to drink so much
Back when I was skinny in college, I used to only eat like a peanut butter and jelly like the whole day.
I'm skinny again.
I'm not.
Yeah, but you're married. Ready?
Yeah. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, what's up?
Hi.
So I think I like blueberry for the jam. And then for the peanut butter, the secret is you got to make it with weed. You got to make it medicated. Peanut butter is one of the best things to do it with.
Sounds like you have really enjoyed a few of them today.
Or you can use sunflower seeds to make the peanut butter and also medicate that too.
I'm scared of weed these days.
Yeah. I've had a lot of good sandwiches like that.
Sounds like it. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben. All right, Ben, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
What are you laughing about over there?
Nothing.
Something.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us what the correct jelly to go in a PB&J is.
Ready?
Yes.
I don't have to say ready, right?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted. What's up?
Hi, Ted.
Hi. Well, I gotta be the oddball, I guess, and I like peach.
Ugh. Did you hear that, Franny?
That's disgusting.
That is pretty disgusting, Ted. But I like how serious you are when you call.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I usually just go plain peanut butter and no jelly. But that's even,
well,
I think
that's
crazy.
Not a PB&J.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But I do like the peach. It's very good.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds gross.
Yeah, I'm not down with peach stuff.
Anyway, I don't do peach all the time.
All right, have a good one.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
I like that peach is a...
They're talking on the comments board about preserves. What's the difference between jelly, jam, and preserves?
Preserves are made by grandmas. Jams are made by hipsters. Also, I like that a peach is a stone fruit.
What's a stone fruit?
It's a fruit with a big pit in the middle. Like,
oh.
Anyway, I don't know the difference.
Okay.
Do you? Do you want to take a stab at it?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hello. All right, so the best on peanut butter is orange marmalade or
Goodbye.
Apple butter.
Ooh, apple
no,
butter.
No, we absolutely apple said butter. That we were not taking any suggestions that were citrus.
What's your name, apple butter?
Okay, apple butter. Annie.
I'll take apple butter, Annie. But I won't take whatever you said about marmalade.
Oh, my gosh. Orange marmalade?
I'm like throwing up a little in my mouth thinking of
that's
that.
That's disgusting.
Sorry, Annie.
No.
Actually, you know what? That's only good on toast. Oh. Just plain toast.
I don't think I like it at all.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
The peaches one makes me want to vomit, really honestly. I just keep thinking about it, and I'm gagging. Like almost gagging.
Yeah, I'm gagging.
Oh, my gosh. That's really bad. Okay.
Okay, have a good one.
Y'all too.
She said y'all too. Dale says that preserves is jam. It's just a homespun way of saying it. Is this better?
Yeah. It's like sounds okay. Muffled when you have it too close to your mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi. So a jelly has like a uniform, like jello type of texture, and it's clear. You can see through it, like apple jelly. Yeah. And a jam is like a thicker, pulpier thing, like, you know, raspberry jam.
I can't believe that our radio show is people calling up and telling us the difference between jam and
jelly. Well, we already figured that out. The last thing we were asking was what are preserves. but please don't answer. Have a good one.
Did you let him answer?
No, because I didn't want to hear his voice.
I didn't mind his voice. It was the content.
I am not down with the mansplaining.
No one is.
Casey wasn't listening. We already figured that out.
Men don't listen.
Now I'm mad.
Oh, don't be mad. We're just two girls trying to have a good time on a Friday night.
Yeah, let me drink my cocktail.
God, I'm so jealous. Stop saying that word.
Stop saying what?
Stop saying that word.
Which word?
The drink word.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Will you say it so I understand what you mean?
Yeah, cocktail.
Ew!
Don't say it anymore.
Gross, Michelle.
You're the one who's been saying it for 46 minutes and 58 seconds.
I know, I'm making fun of you. What is the word that you refuse to say? I don't remember it. Isn't there a word that you refuse to say?
Yeah, there is one.
What was it? Do you still not eat corn in kernel form?
No. They made it at Ken's house when we went over there.
Did you eat it?
Absolutely not.
Did you freak out?
Well, actually, the other day I went to Best Pizza, and they usually have a vegetable slice, but the vegetables are seasonal, and I thought it was potatoes on it because I was a little bit far away. And then I took it, and then I took a bite out of it. And
it was corn on pizza?
Yeah, and the corn was like doing this weird thing in my mouth that I've dreamed about it doing since I was little and I got the food poisoning. And thank God my Clady was there and she ate it. But it was a horrific experience.
I mean, actually, that is the horror story of the day. Because the idea of putting corn on pizza might be truly the most disgusting thing I've ever thought of.
Well, it's like a white... You might not hate it.
I've never heard of that in my life.
You might not hate it, but...
No, I hate it. Oh, I hate it. And I like corn.
Okay. I don't like the way the skin is around the corn.
But what about like beans? Because that's kind of the same way a consistency of a bean is with like a like that shell.
It's not the same. Ugh.
Okay, let's keep going.
I'm allergic.
You're not allergic.
Okay, you're right. I'm not. Did you know this whole time?
Yeah, because if you were allergic to corn, you wouldn't be able to eat any corn. You can't be allergic to corn in one form. That's not how an allergy works.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's like saying you're allergic to French fries but not hash browns. That's crazy.
No, maybe I'm like part alien or something. Maybe I have different DNA.
We know that you definitely do because you can breathe underwater.
Jennifer Harima from the Royal Trucks got her DNA tested and they told her she was part alien.
Okay.
Do you want to take a call?
Yes, please. Hi, you're on the... Oh, they hung up.
Was that me?
No, I think they hung up.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank Ree. Hi, Michelle. We're glad you're back, even just for a little while.
Thank you.
Thanks. The summer sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's raised a glass for apricot jam yet.
And there's a reason why.
I just want to put that out there. All right, fair enough. But I'm not some fair weather apricot fan like Ted and his peach. Like, oh, peach jam, but I don't go in for peaches all the time. That's a little fair weather, I think. But can I just add one more factor to this equation here?
Sure.
You put some butter on the toast before the peanut butter. So you get the butter, the peanut butter, and then the jam of your choice. You know, grape, strawberry, apricot, whatever you want. But you got to get a little butter on there first.
But you're also toasting it.
I am toasting it. Yep. Most of the time. Almost always.
Weird. I honestly didn't know people toasted PBJs.
I'd rather eat a mayonnaise sandwich.
Well, because then you can dunk it in your coffee later.
What?
Wait, what? The hell is wrong with you?
That is...
And then you dunk it in the coffee and you get this kind of like crispy, mushy peanut butter fruit thing. It's the best.
What? I've never heard of that.
Oh, try it.
You're
like
a monster.
Did you make that up or did you know someone who did it?
yet it just kind of came naturally.
I think he made it up.
Yeah, it came from dunking biscuits in my tea as a kid with my grandmother.
Well, kudos to the creativity.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good one. So, wait. Annette on the comments board says that she just had a horrible memory. Her dad used to scrape all the empty jelly jars together and make a concoction. Pineapple, strawberry, grape. Ugh!
That is gnarly.
But whatever, that's what fruit salad tastes like. I hate fruit salad so much. I cannot take it. I don't like people who eat fruit salad.
I don't like it when they try and make it look like fruit salad isn't disgusting and they put it in little balls.
They put like two strawberries on the top.
Yeah, with like little balls of melon, like a melon baller. And it's like, it's still fruit salad. It's still disgusting.
Disgusting. And it's always like the cheap fruits, like the melon and the cantaloupe. And then they put like two blueberries and like. A piece of a banana.
At really, really rich parties, you would never see a fruit salad.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I hate it. Fruit salad. I think me trying to be normal is making me weirder.
Yeah, I think you should stop trying to be normal and just, like, be you.
Okay.
Robin says business people eat fruit salad. It's true because, like, when you're at a morning a breakfast meeting, you eat fruit salad.
That's true.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I don't understand it. It makes me so angry.
It was very.
And it's always like, it doesn't matter what kind of vessel they put it in, there's always like all this wet fruit, juicy stuff on the bottom. Ugh!
It was real big in the 80s.
Disgusting. Okay, sorry.
I mean, I like requested.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to talk to you.
Aw.
You too.
What's your
vote on the peanut PB&J situation?
I wanted to talk about jam.
Say that again.
I wanted to talk about jam.
What?
She wants to talk about jam.
Oh, tell us more.
Strawberry champagne jam. That's it. That's the best one.
What? That sounds amazing. What is that?
Where do you get
that? Oh, my God. Will you buy us some and send it to us?
Wait, I might change my answer.
What's that?
I will make it for you and send it to you.
What?
It's the best
jam. I might change my answer.
It's champagne. It's fine.
Are
you? It would be great. An $8 or $10 champagne will be great.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredible.
But put me in the strawberry category.
So put her in the strawberry category, but just give her a gold star, man. What's your name?
I'm just gonna give her own category.
It's Kirsten.
Fancy. Give her the category fancy. What's your name again?
Kirsten.
That's amazing.
Kirsten, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free t-shirt, but only because we want you to send us strawberry champagne jam.
So badly.
Thank you. It would be worth it. I'd be happy to send you some.
I'm pretty sure it would be.
Okay, great. Email shutupweirdo@wfmu.org and we'll send you the details.
I will. We love you guys. We listen every week. Thank you so much.
I love you too.
Yeah, me too.
I actually
have a good one.
It'd be fun to go to eat strawberry champagne jam with that girl because she seems like.
Ooh, you know what sounds
good? She seems
good?
Cool.
Like a strawberry champagne jam with a really good cheese board?
Yes.
Maybe I'll start toasting my peanut butters and jellies after this. Who knows? I might be a changed woman.
That stole my heart.
Same.
We have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. It's Ian.
Hey, Ian.
He always gets in right at the end.
I'm going to go grape.
My man.
I have... What?
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Going with Greg.
But I I want to tell you about a combination that might not go over so well. If you guys want to hear about it.
Yes, please.
Make it snappy, but yes.
Okay, it's called a PBPNM. It's a peanut butter, pickle, and maple syrup sandwich.
Get the F out of here.
Okay, no, 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 no. Pothead.
Hear me out.
It's,
oh, no.
I know. I thought it was disgusting. I avoided it for years, and then somebody made it for me. It is amazing.
That is so gross. That's going to give me nightmares.
But somehow the combinations came together. And
what would you rather eat, pickles and peanut butter or strawberry champagne jam?
strawberry champagne jam.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Ian, we're going to try and take one more call, but thank you for calling.
All right, cool. Good to see you guys.
Be well.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, no, I didn't give you the signal.
Oh, sorry. Hey, you're on the air.
The jelly that is the best on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, royal jelly from bees is what they feed all the bee larvae, and they excessively feed one if they need a new queen.
Royal jelly is very good for you.
I've never heard of it.
Magical. You said you haven't tried honey on there, but that's the way you get it in. Royal jelly. Get some of that honey taste from the bees.
Yum. Magical.
Not a bad answer.
And you can turn into a queen if you eat a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a queen.
And the only queen in the hive.
That's right.
Something to think about, Franny.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Yeah. Cheers.
Do you want to take another call or not?
I just want to give a shout out to pepper jelly. Not on a PB&J, but just in general.
I've never had that.
It's amazing. I'll buy you a jar.
Thank you.
Also incredible with a cheese plate.
That's excellent.
I really want a cheese plate.
Oh, we need to announce the winners and go.
Winners?
Well, strawberry champagne's gotta win.
Yeah, but don't forget browsing history went public.
Oh, God. Well, you need to hurry up. And who won, grape or strawberries?
Oh, strawberry.
Excellent. All right. Go. You have 30 seconds.
Well, I want to give a shirt to both of them.
Okay, then you can.
Okay, so Misa Like You, or whatever your name is on the comments board, you win the t-shirt for browsing history went public. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address at shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. And Kirsten, with the strawberry champagne, you might have changed our lives. So same goes to you.
That's awesome. This was a great show.
So glad we changed the topic.
Yeah, you were right. You're often right.
What?
You're often right.
Can you say it again?
You scare me.
Say it again.
No, we gotta go.
This is gonna be archived forever.
Yeah, I said it already 2 times. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo with Franny and Michelle on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. The summer series will continue next week.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Thank you.
What is this mess? Well, it isn't a mess at all. It's the Dance With Me Stanley show, and I'm your DJ Stashu, and this isn't a mess. This isn't a mess at all. It's organized chaos. And who doesn't love organized chaos but you? I heard something about you, and I heard that you like organized chaos. So why don't you sit down, stand up, and lie down on the floor, because it's time. It's time to dance, and it's time to forget about your week and start thinking about Saturday and Sunday, which some people call the weekend. Welcome to the weekend via the polka door. Welcome, you, one and all. Come through this door, and you will find a magical land of fun.
Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you? Through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance. Let a dancing song be heard. Play the music, say the words, and fill the sky with sailing birds. And let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Learn to follow, learn to lead. Feel the rhythm, feel the need. Reap the harvest, plant the seed. And let it be a dance. Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you. Through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance. Everybody turn and spin. Let your body learn to bend. And like a willow in the wind, let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. A child is born, the old must die. A time for joy, a time to cry. So take it as it passes by. And let it be a dance. Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you. Through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance. The morning star comes out at night. Without the dark, there could be no light. And if nothing's wrong, then nothing's right. So let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let the sunshine, let it rain. Share the laughter, bear the pain. Round and round, go again. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you. Through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance we do. Thank you.
have you let your hair down yet? What? You don't have any hair to let down? Well, that's okay. You can just get a wig. I have just the thing for you. Why don't you stay right there? I'm gonna go get something for you.
L'amore, l'amore che tu mi hai regalato quella sera in mezzo ai fior. L'amore, l'amore che non m'hai più ridato quando non ti ho vista più. L'amore, l'amore che tu mi hai regalato.